Fundman. This is Martin. How can I help you?
Hi, Martin. This is James Richard. I got a question about a bill that I received. Just wanted to see if you can give me some help. It's an older supposed service. It's just not clear to me that what was being charged for me for a service I don't have a recollection of, so I was hoping you could help me just be certain about getting billed for something.
Sure.
And I can give you my background. Sure. Best way for you to know who I am. I have my member number and all this other stuff, patient account number.
No worries, sir. Let me help you out. Okay, first of all, would you please help me with the your date of birth?
11/23/1956.
Okay, and what's a good name?
James, or Jim.
Richard.
Yep.
Okay, just a second. Have a look in the account. Okay, and will you please help me out with the date of service?
This one is, looking at here, it's 11/26/2024. So November 26th last year. It takes a long time, stuff that will go through Medicare, UMR, on and on.
Will you tell me again the date of service? 11/26/2024.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we don't have the data service for this regarding this 11/26/2024. Let me tell you exactly. Actually, we have a claim, okay, for the October 15, 2024. There is a $29.34 out there is outstanding.
Yeah, okay, that's the one I'm calling about because it references an ECG being haven't been received. I don't remember that, and that's why I was wondering if that could be confirmed to me. I just have no memory of that.
No worries, sir. Let me check this online.
Okay, thank you. That's the key.
Yeah. Actually, there is some co-insurance charges, $29.34 from your primary insurance, Medicare. They left the charges $29, but unfortunately,
I do see that. Okay. Maybe I need to call them my primary physician because I just don't remember receiving an ECG. I don't know if it's been misplaced who they're charging something for. That's me. I don't know. I just like to have some confirmation of that before I pay this. So if you just have the record itself, but maybe not the true background on the treatment and who performed and all that kind of thing, I just like to remember this because
no
12 leads plugged to me and all that stuff. It just doesn't seems to me. Maybe I'm just losing it, but if I'm 24 of those monitors attached to me for an exam, I don't remember doing that. So I just want to make sure that it. Is my memory, maybe it's a mistake, and I don't have to be charged for it.
Let me tell you, sir. First of all, there is a the provider was the Michael Yoon. He's your doctor.
Okay,
he was your doctor, and your Medicare is your primary insurance, right? So they left the $29.34, okay, as a co-insurance, okay, as a patient responsibility, and I think.
Okay.
We also submitted the secondary co-insurance to your UMR, but unfortunately,
yes.
I think they didn't pay that. Let me check that for
okay.
That also.
Okay.
Immediately recognize the upon the regulatory status, the claim has been confirmed in pending claim to receive natural remittance to this performance step, we should pay a bill. Thank you. Okay. As can I check, sir? Actually, your UMR denied to pay this $29.34. Okay, that's why we transfer this amount as on the patient as a patient responsibility.
Okay. All right. That's good to hear. Okay.
And
like I said, I'm just going to call you. Office because I see. What you're saying, that's what my invoice here says. But for me, it's like you say, these may have gone through this processing, but I don't remember receiving this, so just want to double check with that. And no doctor. Well, so let me call I'll call the MPS people.
Okay. In your bill, will you please tell me like how much amount is written over there?
Yeah, $29.34, as you say.
Yeah, this is the same actually. This is left by the UnitedCare Health. I'm sorry, the Medicare and UMR didn't pay that, so it is comes on you as a patient responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah, and rest of this, sir, there is a $21.59 in a collection actually. Okay.
Collection. I don't know what that means. In a collection, what is that again?
Yeah, actually $21.59. It is in collection department.
Oh, I don't know what that means actually. So it's related to this $29.34.
Yeah, this is apart from the $29.34.
Okay.
Might be previously you didn't pay any amount. That's why this comes under the collection agency. So total you owe $50.93.
Wow, this is a mess. Okay. I appreciate your help. I'm where I think I am, and I will do what I need to do here. That's good. Thank you for your help.
Okay.
Help. I'm good.
Anything else that's going to help you, sir?
Yeah. Yep. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Sorry for the inconvenience. Have a good day. Take care. Bye.